It is 8:08, and with us this morning is JC, the Assistant Director of Paw Humane Society. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
So you reminded me that it's National Dog Week?
Yeah, National Dog Week this week.
Who'd you bring with you today?
Well, of course I had to bring a dog with me, and you may have seen her at the brewery events, and she was at Barktoberfest, but this is Naomi, and she's been making herself right at home in the studio.
I swear, if I would have held my arms out, she would have jumped right in this morning.
Yeah, so she is a Pitbull Akita mix, and she actually came into the shelter early August with her sister, Ruth.
Who is still at Paws,
yep,
too.
Who's still at Paws. So Naomi, they are sisters, but they're very, very different. Naomi is kind of the more independent. She just kind of wants to do her own thing, but then also, like Chris said, jump in your lap and be close. And
close kisses.
Yeah, she'd probably be definitely one that would snuggle on the couch. And Ruth is kind of more the people pleasing. She just wants to do anything for treats. And Naomi is kind of like, well, I'll sit for a half second and then I'll take a treat.
I think she's trying to get to the microphone.
I don't know what she's telling us. Oh, she's so cute. So she's that tan color. She's got a curly tail, and she's kind of a medium-haired dog. She's not quite short-haired like pit bulls, but
where are them treats
gosh,
at?
I found that treat. She's got some. She's so funny. Yeah, you would go for the whole bag if I let you. So she's available for adoption, and with National Dog Week, we've reduced all of our adoption fees to $50.
Oh, she's really trying for those treats. Come on,
ridiculous.
one more.
Oh,
one more. I'm being a good girl. It's either that or she really wants to go on the air. I'm not really sure what she wants. She keeps eyeing the microphone. You know that's not a toy, right? Microphone. So anyway, you were saying National Dog Week. Had to restart the recording.
It goes all this week. Basically, we're just promoting all of our dogs on Facebook. We created an event as well as the reduced adoption fees for $50. So that includes all vet care, spayed and neutered, all vaccinations, microchip, deworming, flea preventative, and all that stuff. So something that we're really hoping that will promote our dogs more. Demi, the dog, the pit bull, she's actually sponsored. So thanks to Cedar River Pizza for sponsoring her adoption. So if you're interested, you can come out to the shelter this weekend or find us on Facebook, send us a message, and let us know.
All right. Well, I was happy to realize that you got rid of the goat yesterday when I was there doing my cleaning. What happened with that goat? Did I hear correctly it wandered into Ace Hardware?
I don't know the whole story, but Paws doesn't really have the facility to take care of a goat, so it probably is. So I'm glad that the owner found us and everything, because we don't keep goat food on hand. So yeah. I know they are pretty sensitive. So I'm glad the owner came forward and got it her right away. So that was good.
It's just only in Iowa, I think.
Yeah.
You hear stories like that. But nonetheless, how did Barktoberfest go? That was this past weekend.
Yeah, that was Friday night. It was really good. We had a lot of fun. We had some same day registration, so that was cool. We had probably a lot more families this year, we thought, than we've had in years past, which I don't know if the Friday night was good for that or just the weekend. So we thought it went really well. The weather was perfect. It didn't rain. It wasn't too hot. It was a little humid, but everybody seemed to have fun. And then it was nice that we could go to Tellurian afterwards for a beer and kind of hang out with our dogs.
Yeah, I ended up driving by going to work, and I saw the big group of people, so that was very exciting to see that. What's next in the fundraiser pipeline at Paws?
So usually we do Santa Paws, and that's usually in December.
Quickly
and so,
approaching.
Yeah, and between now and September, or now and December, we don't really have anything. We may have a couple Petco events, but that's, of course, on availability for our volunteers and things like that. So
donations and the like on the website, you can go ahead and check that out. Amazon wish list. You want to talk about that?
Yeah. So we're always in need of cat litter, paper towels. Cat litter are the two biggest things we go through. With kittens, we do a lot of cleaning, so paper towels are great. And with, like I said, with kittens, we just go through cat litter a lot. So those are the main donations. I did see we were a little bit low on dog treats, so either the chewy ones or the hard ones. The dogs always love them. And we do have some dogs that are really chewing up the toys. So any like of the really hard toys would be great for especially Cece and Demi. They both just chew up toys like crazy. So if you look at like the black Kongs, those work really, really great.
Oh, yes, they dogs. Do. Yes, they do. My dog's the same way. I can buy him a toy, and by the end of the day, it'll be all tore apart.
Yep.
All scattered on my floor. And those hard toys are awesome. They're awesome. So that being said, you can view the animals that are available for adoption at Paws on the website as well at pawscharlescity.com. And I think they're featured on the Paws Facebook page as well. So
yep.
Check
and,
that out.
And we will be open this weekend too. So we'll be open Saturday 11 to 2 and then Sunday 1 to 4 I'll be there. So you can come out either day. And if you're interested in volunteering, we can go through that. And if you would like to walk some dogs or just come out, see the animals. It's just great for the animals to see new people. It's just so good for their mental health. So even if you aren't interested in volunteering a lot, you can come out once. We have families that come out once every few months, just kind of when it's available for them, and just spend time with the cats, which is just awesome.
So. Yeah, it is. It is. So stop on out and have a blast like I usually do. Thank you very much, JC, for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
It is 8:15 with Tom Petty on KCHA.